Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoddiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against one another in our quiz of sporting factoids, and it is no holds barred at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome tonight's contestants. Our first contestant tonight is head of propaganda.
Hold on. Can I just ask a question?
How
has it not been a talking point this week?
You're not allowed to talk over Owen.
What is going on with Owen's new beard?
I'm not shaving until Kerry lose a game.
Is this a thing?
No.
Is it a public thing?
No, it is now.
Is this your first time growing a beard?
In case of it wouldn't shave until balls were beaten in the league or
something. That's also true, yeah. Balls are Kerry. Once one of my beloveds
big
get
balls,
knocked off,
big balls, man.
It's game over.
Is this your first time growing a beard?
Yeah.
It suits you.
Thanks, Nathan.
You've already
beards
seen
it.
Beards and ginger people generally don't work, but I think it's...
Well, thank you very...
I don't know why you're looking at me. I have brown hair.
We're on radio.
It's a ginger beard.
Yeah, but that's not my fault. It's just this
fault. It's not my fault.
That's who I am.
I prefer it was a different colour.
Would you?
Well, yeah.
Why? Because it doesn't match. The curtains don't match the drapes.
Oh, we're into a whole other realm of conversation.
Oh, well, well.
It's not my fault. Quote of the day, Darren, right there.
I'm actually kind of taken aback that Nathan has said something nice. I'm just waiting for the digs. And
I like it. I noticed it. I was watching this morning and I thought, that beard suits on.
I do notice that gingerness has brought out a lot more in the studio. A lot more.
I would say that...
Actually, now looking at the camera, suddenly
I would
Darren's
actually say,
beard is like...
I would extend out your...
The ginger lad in Harry Potter-esque.
Ginger beards look stupid on people too. Just beards look stupid on people. Like, look at the state of the tree.
What have you got going on there? Bit of stubble?
If
you need any tips, just feel free to get in touch.
Are you getting yours styled?
Yeah, he is.
It
looks kind
of Shane Lowry style, sort of gloss.
Oh, it's just natural, I guess, natural beard strength.
No, he gets it. He's talked about it before. He gets that product in it, you know, that glistens it up a bit. You could do a bit of that.
I have.
Beard glistener.
Every time there's a Father's Day or anything like this, I get some sort of beard thing that I use once and then completely forget about.
That's one, but it's clearly done the trick so far.
I'll pass it on.
Darren, do you glisten your beard?
I wish I could glisten my beard, but it's not long enough and it's far too shiny as is. I wish I could darken it somewhat. I'd dye it if
Why?
I could.
That's ridiculous. Do you know that?
It doesn't match.
Nobody's sort of, you know?
It looks more like an Adrian beard.
When was the first moment that you realised that you were ginger?
I'm not ginger. I have brown hair. I had blonde hair, now it's brown. But
when did you blonde hair?
When I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Like myself.
Really?
Yeah.
God, this is really interesting.
Blonde, curly hair.
Right.
Where did it all go wrong?
When you were about, like, two.
Yeah.
Ah, right. That's
a really fascinating conversation now. Really pumped for this quiz. Is it like, whenever Jer's not here, it's just kind of like a sub-teacher and you just kind of do whatever you want. And
double video on a Friday.
Basically.
Double religion.
Am I allowed to introduce tonight's contestants?
Go for it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and do that because our first contestant tonight is head of propaganda for Dublin GAA, the Saul Goodman of Hill 16. Do you wear a Dublin jersey and have you ever committed an egregious crime? This man will get you off the hook. Using his multiple aliases such as Karen Dleary and Captain America, this boy will make sure consequences are never met. As long as you're a boy in blue, give it up for Darren Cleary.
I mean, only half of that stuff was true. And most of it was insulting.
Well, that's the point of that's the aim of the game here. How many dubs have you got off the hook?
Zero. In fact, John Small got banned after I went to bat for him 2 weeks
ago. Having the opposite effect.
Yeah. Highlighting them.
In the middle seat tonight is a man who really treated his wife to the good stuff on Valentine's Day.
Whoa!
I didn't start laughing. He got her a massive...
That might be true.
Pick her up from he got her a massive...
He got her a massive bouquet of flowers, tickets to a show, and a delicious chocolate cake. Granted, the flowers were red and green. The tickets are to go see Mayo versus Monaghan next month. And the delicious chocolate cake had Mayo for Sam 2K19 written on it with cream. It is the dutiful husband, the eternal romantic, the beast of Ballyhornis, Nathan Nate Dog Murphy.
With cream.
You're very welcome.
Speechless.
You were at work Valentine's night.
I was.
How does that play out?
Well, I have to work.
Not well, I'm assuming.
There's nothing.
Nothing to be done?
Nothing to be done. What? What would you like me to have done?
Our final contestant tonight this week tweeted his public admiration for Post Malone, and it's easy to see why. Post Malone lyrics really mean a lot to this contestant, verses such as, "And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas Jonas, drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget, but I can't get this shit out of my head." Really strike a chord with this contestant. Give it up for Adrian, who's your daddy, Barry. You're very welcome, Adrian.
Thanks, Alan. No, they're very good. I was at them last night, as I was saying earlier on.
Were you at Post Malone last night?
That wasn't at Post Malone last night.
Were you at them?
No.
Is Post Malone or them? I thought it was a dude.
I think that's a joke.
Oh.
It's a very good one, isn't it?
I've made it seven times already, so it gets better with age.
It does, actually. As ever, the format is a classic crappy quiz with four questions each, and after four rounds, the trivia equivalent of taking every game as it comes is coming along. It's the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, offtheball.com. Give us five out of five, even if you hate listening to this. And please send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. We did get post this week, and it's coming up straight away in round one, which is the boring questions round, never multiple choice. Now, interestingly, the first two questions here come from an anonymous listener who sent questions in on the back of a beer mat from Devitt's of Camden Street. So the back of Devitt's of Camden Street beer mats actually have a little thing to write and a little place for the address. So we've got two questions. So the first two here...
Why don't we just send them in anonymously?
I have a genius idea that I should keep to myself and bring up at a meeting with more important people than you.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Why don't we get off the ball beer mats with put your crappy quiz question here and people can send them in when they're on their night out.
That is genius.
That's a fantastic idea, Nathan.
That's the best idea I've ever had.
That's a great idea.
It literally is the best idea you've ever had.
It's both advertising... and useful.
Yeah, well, Devitt's are getting free advertising here, and they've got two questions. The first two questions...
like, delete that bit so I can claim it as my own.
No, I'm like, that's a shit idea, but I'm trying to make you feel better about having it, so...
I thought it was a great idea.
I think it's not the worst idea.
Question one for Darren. Name the last team to beat Ireland at the Aviva Stadium in rugby before England 2 weeks ago.
England.
No, it was the All Blacks. Rugby
is
man
that,
is...
Is that the All Blacks or England?
Well, it turns out it was the All Blacks.
Question one for you, Nathan. 2019 marks the 10th anniversary of the 2009 Grand Slam, but can you remember who refereed Ireland's Slam clincher in Cardiff?
Well, it wasn't Nigel Owens.
Or was it?
Well, no, because it was Wales who were playing.
You do get that in rugby.
So who are we going for then? Was it Jerome Garces?
No.
What?
No.
I mean, there's no other rugby referees.
Wayne Barnes.
Ah.
Adrian, question one.
And I'll take that Wayne Barnes one.
Okay, go for it. Question one for you, Adrian. Since Jermaine Defoe's loan switch to Rangers, Sergio Aguero is now the top all-time Premier League scorer that is still playing in the league. Who is second?
Peter Crouch.
No. Current Spurs man. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
So, a nil-nil-nil after the first round.
Not a bad answer, because I probably jumped in a bit early, but...
Round number two is the man with no surname round. So this comes from a letter from listener John Michael. He says, "Dear Crappy Quizmaster,
that's first names."
Yeah, it's true.
It's not Jean Michel.
Maybe it is Jean Michel or Johnny Hall.
It's having two first names as your full name, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it certainly would be.
Harry Adrian.
"Dear Crappy Quizmaster," says the letter here. "I apologise for raising your hopes last week with the one piece of post that you received which contained a complaint about a jingle and no questions for your crappy quiz. That was quite heartbreaking. I will try and remedy that this week based on the mild fascination with my two names, neither a surname." This is I was trying to get to this. "I've devised a first round based upon sports stars with a first name for a surname." So cue the good, the bad and the ugly theme tune at this point. He says, "Younger listeners or people not familiar with the Dollars trilogy may not get this reference, but the man with no name was a character played by Clint Eastwood in these three spaghetti westerns. Although as my request to get rid of bright shiny beads fell on deaf ears last week, I'm not holding out much hope for this. Jer can maybe whistle it." Well, Jer ain't here, buddy, so that's not going to happen.
Speaking of Clint Eastwood, so...
You have something to follow up?
Would you like to finish that sentence there?
Well, expand on that
in a sporting sense. So last week in golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am was on.
Yeah.
And Clint was up there. Is Clint still the mayor of Carmel? Is he still the mayor of Carmel? I think he's possibly.
Honorary
mayor of Carmel. And so he was at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and he was in the commentary box. He was essentially the main co-commentator for the entire third day.
Any good?
So somebody would miss a putt. And Jim Nance would go,
Why do you think, Clint?
Oh, what did he say?
Be real low, hon. Yeah, you'd be disappointed with that.
I and expected a bit more from
nothing.
Than to say he should have hit the target. Like
It was literally. All right, you've got Clint Eastwood in the commentary box. I'm sure there's some way of making use of this.
At least he's talking about golf rather than like Gran Torino or something when somebody's actually missed a putt.
Do you think, is Jim Nance sitting there going, oh, I can't ask the guy to leave, so I'm going to have to continue to talk to him, even though like I really want him to go now after he's sat here for 5 hours?
Could be a bit of that. You're just suggesting what, been so old he kind of didn't know where he
was. No, but like Jim
he'd know where else to go.
Possibly. You can't say to him, Clint, do you mind heading off there and we bring somebody else in who can, Nick Faldo's waiting to come in, do you want to piss off?
Because at first I heard Jim Nance going, Clint, what, I was like, can't be Clint Eastwood he's asking and Clint to come in.
An
hour later, I'm like, okay, Clint's
what
offering
Clint's,
nothing
Clint's
to this.
You working through?
Clint Dempsey?
Clint Dempsey, yeah.
Clint Boom?
Yeah.
Who's Clint Boom?
Musician.
For God's sake.
Clinton Morrison?
If anybody,
Clinton Morrison.
Are they as good as Paul
Bill
Malone.
Clinton.
Yes, Malone.
If anybody's got any great Clint anecdotes,
Clinton Morrison,
feel free to
Morrison.
Get in touch because
that's
this is
this a terrible story. Wasn't
this
it?
Really gets a. This is really as good as content gets
there.
Here. So
I'll try and think of better
five
anecdotes.
Pointless segue number two.
Question number two for you, Darren. Please save us here with a correct answer. Gareth Barry has made 653 Premier League appearances, the highest number for any player.
Correct.
365 of these appearances were for Aston Villa. But for which of his other clubs did he make the next highest number of appearances?
Manchester City.
Correct. We're off the mark. 132. He made 131 appearances for Everton and 40 for West Brom. Nathan, Justin Thomas represented the USA at the Ryder Cup in Paris last September, but how many points did he secure for the US of A?
Resident golf expert. That should have started off with resident golf expert,
sure.
Nathan Murphy.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Host of golf.
He's literally just been humble bragging about watching some shit golf that nobody else is watching, just so he could tell people.
Clint Eastwood would know this.
Yeah. Oof. And I was at the Ryder Cup, so I should know this, really, shouldn't I? Well, he beat Rory McIlroy in his.
Well, we don't need all this.
That was his
four.
Oh, correct.
Oh,
good answer.
Just a bell.
From the Beast of Ballyhaunus. Nathan.
No, that's me.
Adrian. LeBron James went to high school in which US state?
Gonna say he went to high school in California.
No.
Ohio.
Cleveland.
So he's in Akron.
I mean, if I'd known that,
same Vincent.
Can me and Nathan have a point because we both got Cleveland?
You each have 1 point now. It's 1-1-0 going into round number three, which is entitled.
By the way, I appreciate that I do constantly give out about this, but the weighting of questions. That was pretty obvious versus, a little bit tougher and quite
You've difficult. Really got screwed over here.
This is definitely the second week, if not more, that you haven't got any questions right in the first couple of rounds.
Well, there have been difficult questions.
We don't have time for this, I've just been told. Round three is the Say My Name, Cue Destiny Child's banger round. Once again, Joe will probably have to sing this due to copyright, etc. Not really. This round will pit the contestants on questions relating to their surnames in the world of sport. So we've been sent in questions here.
Very
it's specific to each person. So we've got questions for Tommy, Nathan, Adrian, Dave and Phil. Darren, do you want Tommy's question, do you want Dave's question, or do you want Phil's question?
Give me Dave's question.
So Dave's question, of course, is about a McIntyre. So Jim McIntyre manages Dundee in the Scottish Premier Division, but where did he finish playing his football?
Hamilton.
No, Dunfermline. Lucky.
That was very tough.
Nathan, Daryl Murphy has 33 senior caps for the Republic of Ireland and 3 international goals. Can you name 2 of the teams he scored against? It's relatively easy, isn't it?
It is relatively easy because he scored 2 of them in the one game. Mm-hmm. Has he scored 3 international goals?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he only ever got the 2. Who was that against? Last qualification campaign, whose group were we in?
Is that like your voice that's
coming
out?
It doesn't have to be in qualifications.
It sounds like Clinton.
It can be a friendly.
Clint Eastwood again, I think.
They were in friendly.
No, he scored this.
For
he scored this
I wouldn't be giving your rival any hints there.
Fine. He scored this ridiculous.
By 4.
Header. No, stop.
Three,
no, this is totally unfair.
Two,
Georgia.
Time's up. No, it wasn't Georgia. It was Serbia and Moldova. Both in the 2018 qualification matches.
Moldova.
Poland in the friendly.
That was the one. Should have got Declan Rice off the bench.
No, I don't think so. Oh. I think you're thinking of Aidan O'Brien. Adrian, Dave Barry, All Ireland winner with Cork and League of Ireland winner with Cork City, scored against
Serbia. Of course,
Jesus
Like the delaying tactics that's here are actually grade. Disgusting. scored against which European club in the 91-92 UEFA Cup? Dave Barry.
Go again.
Dave Barry scored against which European club in the 91-92 UEFA Cup? Powerhouse. Giants.
Shut up.
What are you doing?
Because I would have put in the word European powerhouse or something in there instead of club. Just to make it a bit easier for you.
I buzz in and tell him the answer.
How many scored once, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
I'm going to say...
Four. Three.
Two, yeah, you don't get through the countdown thing.
Two.
Celtic.
No, Bayern Munich.
Powerhouse, if you
well, that was a fairly pathetic round, it must be said.
Did you say Bayern Munich as well?
So it's 1-1-0 going into the numbers round, and it is a fun for your magic number round.
Dave Barry, everyone knows he scored against Bayern Munich.
Well, I don't, so...
If you meet him, he'll tell you. Hi, Dave Barry, scored against Bayern Munich.
Your conversations are extremely interesting today, must be said. Round four is the fun for your magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the contestant who doesn't go bust, the nearest, gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. Again, I'm going to have to say that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. Some of the following... Oh, no, these are all mine. So if you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of times Dublin have beaten Kerry in all competitions since their 2016 All-Ireland semi-final meeting, plus the number on the jersey of the starting tight head prop in rugby union, plus the number of times Jurgen Klopp won the Bundesliga during his time as Borussia Dortmund manager, plus the number of GAA players who have been awarded the All-Star for Footballer of the Year on more than one occasion. Your 30 seconds expires when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Bees.
What's the third one?
The third one is the amount of Bundesliga titles for Klopp with Dortmund. The number that the tight head prop wears. Dublin have
first question.
How many times have Dublin beaten Kerry since their last championship meeting, which was in 2016? And we're taking all competitions there. And the amount of people who've won two or more All-Stars for Footballer of the Year.
Of all time.
All time.
So who won Footballer of the Year?
More than once.
Footballer of the Year.
Are you saying All-Star? You're confusing me.
All-Star for Footballer of the Year.
Don't win an All-Star for Footballer of the Year.
Are you saying All-Star or Footballer of the Year?
It's the All-Star for Footballer of the Year is the name of the award.
We're talking about the Footballer of the Year. No, hang on.
No.
There's 15 All-Stars and then there's a Footballer of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the award is called the GPA GAA All-Star for Footballer of the Year.
Did you write that question?
What?
Did you write that question?
I did, yeah. Do you have a problem with this?
Ridiculously written.
Darren, we're going to need your pen down. What have you got?
11.
4.
6.
6 is bang on.
Yes! Back in the game.
Back in the game is right. So let's go through your answers there.
Thought it was more. I thought you were a bit smart though by just putting 1 for every answer.
So just to go through the correct answers there.
Right, 6.
No, you didn't.
Don't know what that was about. So the number of times Dublin have beaten Kerry in all... The number of times that Dublin have been carried all competitions since 2016 in the All-Ireland semi-final, 1. And there was a 2018 league. The number jersey on the starting tight head prop in rugby union, you had 1 down there, Nathan. It's actually 3.
Whoa, back up the... What was the answer to the first one?
1.
You said it was 3.
Yeah. 2018 league. Kerry beat Dublin this year.
No, the number of times Dublin have beaten Kerry in all competitions since then.
You count the league final?
Yeah. So they played each other in the 2017 league twice. There was a draw and a win for Kerry. They didn't play each other in the championship that year. 2018 league, Kerry Dublin won. They didn't play each other in the championship that year. And then they played each other last week and Kerry won. So one win for Dublin since 2016. Thank you, Adrian. I think somebody's sticking up for me. Nathan, as we've established, you said the title prop and rugby union wears 1. Rugby they right. actually wear 3.
They can float between positions, I find.
That's very
no,
true.
They actually, of all the positions in the pitch, they really can't. So rugby man, get your...
It's definitely your Tadhg Furlong.
I trust Tadhg Furlong at number 1.
The number of times Jurgen...
Number 1. It's definitely referred to that at a very regular
on the loose.
Jurgen Klopp won the Bundesliga twice with Dortmund, and the number of GAA players who've won Footballer of the Year more than once is 0. So the total is 6. Adrian, you get 3 points.
Excellent.
And nobody else gets any points for that.
No, I get a point.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So you're on 2, and Darren, you're on 1. So the current scores are Adrian 3, Nathan 2, Darren 1.
Fortunes.
We're going to the rapid fire round. Our winner tonight is going to be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Jan Vertonghens from the Jan Venegors of Hesselink. It's no team in particular, ridiculously easy rapid fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the person with the highest number of points. That's you, Adrian.
What?
Then on to the person.
No. You flipped it last week. Let's start with the person with the lowest number of points.
That was sure.
a stupid thing. That was ridiculous.
That was sure just going on a solo run as he usually does.
Stupid, wasn't it, Jesse?
I still won. I'm going to win this week as well.
I watched that video last night. last week. I was so angry with his behaviour. So angry.
Me too.
If you get a question correct, I will ask you another question and keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. Once you get a question wrong, I'll move on to the next person, and your incorrect answer also means the deduction of a point. So, Adrian, you ready?
I'm good to go on.
Your time starts with a Kevin Kilbane. He's kind of sh** all over it further on down the line.
He's kind of sh** all over it further on down the line.
Which player has scored the most tries so far in this year's Six Nations?
Jacob Stockdale.
No, Johnny May. LeBron James plays for which NBA team, Nathan?
LA Lakers.
Correct. Who's the Huddersfield manager?
Oh, I don't know.
Beaver. Who got promoted to the championship winners last season, Darren?
Fulham.
No, Wolves. Name the PDC World Darts Championship, Adrian.
Champion. Real Madrid event.
No, Van Gerwen. Fionn MacDonald plays for which county, Nathan?
Mayo.
Correct. Who came second in last year's League of Ireland Premier Division?
Cork.
Correct. Which MMA fighter announced he was standing for election with Sinn Féin this week?
Paddy Hoolahan.
Correct. Name the GPA CEO.
Paul Flynn.
Correct. Is Ciara McGeehan from County Derry or County Down?
Down.
Correct. And Nathan close to victory.
No, come
he
on.
Absolutely
still
killed
still
you.
Still got it.
Superior brains.
Changed the rules. Whatever way
shifted the quality of those questions.
Yeah, they got very easy.
In the quality of the answers, I think you'll find.
I think so too. Well done.
Structure.
Just suddenly got
truly deserving
easy.
Winner. How will you ever manage to get up to this level? Split Nathan in two. Is that what you're going to say, Darren? Go on, just make a sarcastic Dublin jersey.
I would
a joke.
Dublin jersey. I think Nathan's funding should be cut.
Oh,
wow!
That's really struck a nerve with Nathan. And there's plenty more good stuff coming up after the break. And the crappy quiz is back here on YouTube.com/offtheball every single week. We'll chat to you soon.